read
call the April 20th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan.
I'm here.
Commissioner Leone.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Engineer Morrill.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Here.
We have a full house. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the regular meeting minutes of April 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C of public hearing. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor. With regard to this item, yesterday afternoon, principal planner Nick Fuchs of the city received an email from Jay Wendt, who's the network real estate permitting manager from Mobility. And I'll read a trail of emails into the record here. It was at 12:44 p.m. and was addressed to Nick. I have to politely request referral for tomorrow's plan commission meeting based on some of the conditions of approval and logistics with the network. Our client is reassessing things in Franklin. I apologize for any inconvenience, but Mobility/WITN wants to be respectful of the commission's time, and a successful conversation tomorrow night will not be possible. Please confirm your receipt of this email and our request to refer our agenda item to a future plan commission date. Thank you for your assistance. And then later that afternoon, I received an email from Nick Fuchs. It's not part of the trail, but he cited a second email from Mr. Wendt. And it appears that it was because Mr. Fuchs reminded him that there was notices out for a public hearing this evening. And Mr. Wendt responded, yes, we understand the notice. We do wish to request referral all the same. I will know more in the next 30 days, but assume we would not be able to return for 60 to 90 days based upon our client's internal discussions. So I attempted a conference call with Mr. Fuchs and Mr. Wendt shortly before 5 p.m. yesterday and received the voicemail recording and left the voicemail and did not hear back for a while. And so at 6:18 p.m., I emailed Mr. Wendt, and that reads as follows. Left you a voicemail message earlier. Saw the 60 to 90 days postponement request you sent Nick. I understand that the public hearing notices were sent to 70 plus adjoining properties owners per local code. When Franklin receives a rare request to, quote, continue or, quote, postpone a public hearing, 99.9% of the time, it is to the next meeting 2 weeks or so later. The totally consistent practice has been to nonetheless open the public hearing as noticed, let the people speak, and then postpone and continue the public hearing to the next meeting instead of closing it. I noted your statement that, quote, our client is reassessing things in Franklin, close quote. The purpose of my phone call was to inquire whether this means that it is reasonably possible that the monopoles in the application may be relocated or whether the application may be withdrawn. If your answer is yes, that either is reasonably possible, then I would recommend that contrary to practice to open a public hearing and then continue and postpone it. The mayor informed the attendees of that reasonably possible fact and also that it is reasonably possible that the application may stay the same, but that under the circumstances, the public hearing will not be opened. With a 60 to 90 day from now determination, the public hearing should be noticed/re-noticed in any event for that day down the road. Your answer to my query is appreciated. Thanks. He wrote back at 7:13 p.m. last evening. I would request we not open the public hearing and renotice a future meeting. Being able to move forward inside 30 days is not possible. I wrote him back at 7:27. I said, thanks. Doesn't answer my query, but I will advise the mayor to state what I said earlier as the reason for the purpose of not opening the public hearing if the mayor so chooses. Thanks. This morning at 8:22 a.m., I received an email from Mr. Wendt, which states, bottom line, I am unable to commit to the conditions of approval requested by staff at this time. Therefore, want to be respectful of everyone's time up front. Had discussed this scenario in some detail with Principal Planner Fuchs yesterday afternoon, and recommendation from staff is that the public hearing not be opened and that this matter, this pending application, if you will, just remain in the hands of staff for the future to determine whether it comes back or in what shape or form.
Given the recommendation of staff and the request of the applicant, I will not hold a public hearing on this matter until such time as it's appropriate. Given that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.